All right, welcome to the 2017 NAU Jazz Festival. This is the Desert Vista High School Tuesday Band under the direction of Mike Krill. My name is Russ Schmidt. I am one of three adjudicators for this ensemble, and I will also be your clinician working with you about a half hour from now. I look forward to hearing your set of Count Bubba, But Beautiful, and Afro Blue. I had the privilege and pleasure of hearing you Wednesday night before I drove up here to Flagstaff. So I am interested to hear how this performance in a bigger room a couple of days later sounds, and we'll see where things go. All right. That really created anticipation here in the house. Here we go with Afro Blue. All right, good opening for Peter. Good establishment of the groove by the rhythm section. Let's have a little more confidence in the opening intro there, the opening entrance by the trumpets. Needs a little more confidence than it had. Seemed a little tentative getting started. Okay, the head was very nice. I feel like that, or whatever the rhythm was for the send-off into the tenor solo. We could move more air in the brass, because I feel like it could use another 10% conviction, another 10% dynamic. Needs a little more power, a little more assertiveness. All right, Sean, very nice solo. Great job. Wonderful solo, Michael. Sounded very good. One of the best solos I've heard you take. Fantastic. Ah, see, now that send-off for Adam's solo, that's what I wish the send-off for the tenor solo had sounded like. That had urgency to it. That was awesome. Job. I have some suggestions. We can make it even better, but very effective. Get through the chord scale progressions there on the chord changes to the tune. What a great opener. Very exciting opener. Congratulations to the band and also to its director, Mike Krill. What an exceptional opener. Good job. I think some dynamic detail could be added by the director to the chart, even stuff that's not in the arrangement.
For our next selection, we're going to play the Teaching Club Beautiful in the style of the Sam Kenton Band, rearranged by Jane Bob Kernow.
All right, I didn't want to interrupt Mike as he was talking. However, what I was saying was, I think in the last 12 bars or so, it would be great to maybe bring things down more, and then when those half-note pads start in the horns, just start from a smaller place and really build to an explosive powerhouse finish. If I remember correctly, there might have been, you know, 2 bars or 4 bars of rhythm section exposed. Maybe that could actually wind down. Maybe that could be a diminuendo into something really blossoming and growing to push through to the end. I think it just needs one more touch in the how you treat the performance to energize the end and really have it feel different, really have it pay off as the true conclusion of the chart. Right now, it's effective. But I think it could be even better with some dynamic detail on, you know, again, the last 12 bars or so. I've been talking through the trombones, but listening to them, they sound very nice. Okay, our bass player jumped ahead by a bar, but she caught it immediately and fixed it. I love to see that. That means she's not just looking at the part, but also listening. Awesome. That's my favorite type of mistake, the one that the student self-corrects because they're listening. That's wonderful. Trombones, I loved what you played. I feel like lead trombone should be given more liberties to put in some terminal vibrato. Vibrato at the ends of phrases if that phrase ends with a long note. We need to warm it up just a little bit. Sax needs to keep that in tune. That seemed pretty sharp right there. I would watch that Barry Sax exposed melodic statement right there. Don't just hang out on a note if it's out of tune. Make adjustments if it's a long note. You might not be able to make adjustments on every single eighth note in a sax solo, but you gotta make adjustments If you're just hanging out on a half note or a whole note and it's exposed, listen for how you're fitting into the center of pitch with the rest of the band. Colette, sounded good. I'd love for you to give us a little more variety in articulation, maybe. Some staccato notes in there, some accented notes, maybe a phrase that ends with a long note so there's variety. And when I say long note, I mean a whole note, a half note, a dotted half note, something. Brass, I want you to take a bigger breath before you play the last phrase of that passage. Seems like some of you barely made it. You should have extra air left in your lungs as you get done with a phrase like that. Watch the intonation between a line that sounded like it was doubled between trumpet and I heard somebody else on it. Maybe it was lead alto? Lead alto's got to make the adjustments because Adam can't make the adjustments from the back row. Yeah, that last chord was awesome and wonderfully in tune. So if we have some issues on some stuff, maybe it's when alto or Barry get up on palm keys, I'm not sure. But that last chord was awesome, beautiful, lush. All right, Mr. Krill, I'm going to set the recorder down so I can start my written comments. I'll pick it up just to say a few things that can't wait, but otherwise I'm setting it down and I'll offer additional comments at the end of this piece. But I'm turning towards the written sheet at this moment. Okay, Michael, or sorry, Peter, Kim, we didn't have fills that were locked into the center of the pulse. I think the fills were more important than keeping good time right there. So your first responsibility, Peter, is to keep the pulse steady. Gotta maintain a good pulse, and I think the fills were so virtuosic they messed with the time, and that's not ideal. Thank you. Let's keep the pulse really tight. Trumpets or a couple of slack rhythmic entrances there on the syncopations. Overall, the ensemble passage was nice. I think I heard you play it even better previously. Wasn't quite as tight. Maybe the reverb and the back slap in the hall from sound going to the back wall and coming back at you threw you a little bit. Ethan, this is a really nice solo you're playing. Keep it going, brother. Sounds good. Solo, Ethan. Good job. Michael, this isn't as locked into the pulse as the previous solo was. Afro Blue was so wedded to the pulse, and this seems not entirely connected to the pulse. So you want to be sure you're staying and hanging with the bass and drums here. Contrast, setting a new table for Adam to start his solo. That sounds great. Trumpets, let's enter with conviction. Same thing as the start of Afro Blue. If you're really in, really be in, man. We need more urgency as you start your background. Very nice solo, Adam. I liked it even more than I liked the Afro Blue solo. Good job. Bringing it home, that's great. All right. What a lovely set. Congratulations, Desert Vista High School Tuesday Big Band under the direction of Mike Krill. It's a really lovely set. Thank you for the privilege of hearing you today. I'll look forward to working with you in the clinic. And please know that the comments I offered are with the goal of helping you play even better. But please know I really admired the performance I just heard and am proud of you for your achievement today. Nice job.